Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Galatians chapter 5, verse 5. For through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we hope. Have you ever seen videos where someone is building an intricate structure or path out of dominoes, and with one little mistake, one accidental brush of the hand, the whole structure comes crashing down? That's what happened in Galatia in the days of the Apostle Paul. Paul rightly proclaimed that salvation has been won through the blood, sacrifice, and resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. But other teachers came along with their message that just a little bit more was needed. What Jesus did was good and fine, but more needed to be added. Males must be circumcised. Certain festivals and regulations had to be followed. Not just as a good idea, but as a requirement for salvation. They were teaching essentially that Jesus plus their deeds equals salvation. Paul told them the truth. Jesus plus their deeds equals destruction. We may be tempted to do the same at times. We might think there must be some reason that God loves me. There must be a reason why I am forgiven. And we think that the answer must be in something that we do. We are tempted to add just a little bit of our goodness, just a touch of our own deeds. And in trying to improve God's salvation, we bring it all crashing down around us. The wonderful truth is we can be sure of salvation not because of what we do, but rather because of what Jesus has done. Nothing more needs to be added. His works are perfect. Nothing can be improved. Jesus never let one careless word stray from his mouth, one uncharitable thought linger in his mind, or one selfish moment deprive someone of the love they needed. And that perfect life of Jesus and his willing death are now yours. How? Through faith in what Jesus did for you. Don't try to add to it. That just spoils it. Rather, rejoice that God saves you through faith in the works and sacrifice of Jesus, now yours through faith. Lord Jesus, thank you for taking my place and being my Savior. Grant me joy today to serve you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.